The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. If you are looking to make a difference to your work life as well as your personal life, this program is for you. We'll have stories, identify tools and techniques to help you in your everyday success, and answer your questions and hear your ideas. Now, here is your host, Kimberly Stewart.
Welcome, Voice America listeners. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and you are listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am looking forward to this show. But before we get started, I want to do a call out because I know that I have a group of listeners that I spent the morning last Thursday with, and they are the IAC 2014 Voyager class. And for all those who are not used to acronyms, IAC stands for American Council of Technology Industry Advisory Council. And this is a group of professionals, mid-tier professionals, both in the government and industry, who are going through a leadership program. So they're the next leaders of the government and industry. And it was fantastic being on their panel. I thank you very much for inviting me. I am so happy if you're tuning in and listening. And I definitely enjoyed my morning with you talking about organizational development, technology change, strategic change, and all the other topics, and especially meeting you. So thank you, and I wanted to do a special call out to all of you. That goes along with, I know that in my work and working with the federal government in the IT field, I am going to be crossing paths with all those people that I met and all those Voyager class participants. And I'm looking forward to that and knowing and seeing how they progress through their careers. Because it amazes me how small a world this is. You know, over the last couple of weeks, I've had several different times where it was just reinforced to me, one tip that I will give you right up front, do not burn bridges. You will have your paths cross somewhere, somehow, and it's happened too many times. Just to give you a case in point, just a couple of weeks ago, I went with a colleague of mine to this networking event. It was a federal, actually it was a DOD networking event, and I had not been to this particular organization's events for, you know, several years, actually, quite frankly, since the last company who was a member of this this organization, since they dropped my membership fee, I did not rejoin. And maybe I should, and actually I'm considering that now again, that I have my own company. But I went there, I'm like, oh, it's been years since I've gone there. And I was figuring I wasn't going to know anyone. Well, as people were coming in, I realized I know lots of people because people may change their positions. They may change their companies. They might even go from government to industry, industry to government. But it's a small world. And this is their career and this is their path and this is their profession. So they are going to be going to these networking events. And although I reconnected, which felt great, with some of these people I hadn't seen for a while, and I met many new people, which I'm looking forward to seeing again at either another networking event or maybe, you know, partnering with them. So it's a small world, and don't burn bridges. No matter what you feel, make sure that you always exit on a good foot because your path will probably cross again. I was very energized walking out of that meeting because I met so many new people. And actually, that is one of the things that I realized is a measurement of my success every day. If I've met new people and I feel like I've connected, then I walk out happy, energized, feeling accomplished, positive, and feeling very successful. As we've always talked in some of these segments about, you know, measurements of success and how we define success, and I try to, you know, put in there, you know, some of my definitions and my ways of success. I think that is one way that if I've had a bad day, if I can find an event that I can go out and meet people, that I try to do that. And actually, I met my guest at one of those events just, I guess it was about 3 weeks ago that we first met. And it was a wonderful conversation, and I was very happy and pleased to have met him. It is Jim Corcoran from Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce. He is president and CEO. And since April 2010, Jim has served as president and CEO of the Fairfax Chamber of Commerce, which offers business development opportunities to organizations interested in growth through knowledge access and influence in Fairfax County, Northern Virginia, and the Commonwealth. The Chamber leads the business community by engaging thought leadership, strengthening industry knowledge, and supporting key community partnerships. The Chamber connects businesses to businesses and businesses to government. The Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce is the largest chamber of commerce in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, representing more than 500,000 jobs across the region. As the voice of business in Northern Virginia, the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce offers valuable networking opportunities, unsurpassed legislative advocacy at all levels of government, top-notch professional development programs, and exclusive members-only benefits. In addition to the Chamber of Commerce, Jim has served on the following boards and committees, including Fairfax County Education Foundation, Leadership Fairfax, Northern Virginia Transportation Authority, and Golf Magazine's Golf Course Rating Panel, along with many others. Prior to joining the Fairfax Chamber, Jim served 14 years at National Confectioners Association and the Chocolate Manufacturers Association, a 700-member Washington, D.C.-based National Trade Association. So I bet, Jim, your house was the house to be at for trick-or-treating during that time.
Well, thanks, Kim. I appreciate being on with you tonight, and it wasn't just Halloween, it was every night of the year. It was a good night to be at our house if you liked chocolate.
I bet. Well, thank you for coming and talking with us about the Chamber of Commerce and how can the Chamber of Commerce work for you. You know, I was excited when we had met and chatted several weeks ago, and we started talking about you coming on and talking about Chamber of Commerce in general. Why don't you let us know what is a Chamber of Commerce and how many are there across the country?
Okay. And again, Kim, thanks for having me on. Chambers of Commerce, what are they and what do they do? And, you know, every Chamber of Commerce out there across the United States is an independent organization. So there's no marrying up if you're, you know, a member of a smaller chamber that you are a member of a bigger chamber. They're all independent organizations. And actually there's about 3,000 of them across the United States, which are staffed chambers of commerce. And across the world there's about 13,000 of them. So each one of them certainly takes on a unique flavor, but I think at its core, any chamber of commerce is a group of business professionals that are looking to advocate for and promote business in their given geographic area. Certainly the largest would be the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that takes on a very large business viewpoint, and then you have a state chamber in each state. But when you get beyond that, they come down to usually metropolitan areas or towns, and in Fairfax County, we're very vested in technology industries, whereas if I was in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, I might be very interested in tourism. And if I was in Napa Valley, California, I'd probably be very interested in winemaking and distribution. So it really takes on the flavor of the local business community.
Well, great. And so that means, and I know that, you know, one of the chambers of commerce I'm a member of is the U.S. Women Chamber of Commerce, which is taking on the women issues and as a professional and helps me navigate some of those topics and policies and guidance as a small business owner.
Right.
So you really do find your own, you know, what is my regional area and what are my interests, and that's typically where your local chamber of commerce. Could you join another chamber of commerce that had a focus in say, you said tourism? If I was in the tourism industry, would I go to that, you know, that local chamber of commerce down in South Carolina or Florida, or do, you know, what do I do in that situation? Or would I still join the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce and there might be just a smaller group that's focused on tourism?
Yeah, and certainly we have a focus on tourism here, but it's not the main impetus for our industry here in Fairfax County. But I would say anyone who is interested or thinking about joining a chamber of commerce, determine where you're going to get the best return on your investment. So what are your passions as a business owner, and what do you want to gain from that membership? As you mentioned, the U.S. Women's Business Chamber of Commerce. There are many minority chambers of commerce here in Fairfax County. You have a Korean chamber, an Asian chamber, Hispanic chamber of commerce, a Black chamber of commerce. And so all those are supporting business growth for those people who feel an affinity to belong to that organization. And to answer your question more specifically, I would say the best-run organizations, business organizations, are members probably of multiple chambers, and it could be a national trade association or two as well, because they are getting return on investment for being engaged in that organization.
Yeah, great. Well, wonderful. Great insight, great information. I'm looking forward to talking further about you on Chambers of Commerce, but at this point, it is time for a commercial break. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I am your host, Kimberly Stewart, with guest Jim Corcoran, President and CEO of Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
What does a visual workplace mean to you? How does it contribute to operational excellence? And what steps do you take to put it powerfully in place? Listen to The Visual Workplace, Work That Makes Sense, to find out. Each week, Dr. Gwendolyn Galsworth, visual workplace expert and award-winning author, shares tools and strategies to help you make the workplace speak at a glance without saying a word. Learn to work safer, faster, better, and at far less cost, no matter what business you're in. Tune in to The Visual Workplace every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Business. Did you know that at the root of every business problem lies a communication issue? Communication Nation, a show that brings effective business communication practices to the masses, addresses a number of topics and talking points that impact your professional development, as well as business productivity and profitability. Host Jill Schiffelbein makes the theoretical tangible. Tune in each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Be ready to become a better communicator with Communication Nation. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You
are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. I am here with Jim Corcoran, Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. And I just want to remind you, as I do every program, that we love to have your feedback, whether you're listening to it live and can email the host and provide a question if you have one, or if you actually download this episode and are listening to it after we've recorded it. And you have a question, please still email me. I am happy to respond and find the answers for you. And if needed and appropriate, I know that Jim is happy to help answer your questions. So we love to hear the feedback. We love to help you answer your questions about Chamber of Commerce and provide us how you enjoyed the show or if you had areas of improvement, questions that you thought we should have asked. So please do provide us feedback. So, Jim, you talked about in the last segment what the Chamber of Commerce is and that there's about 3,000 across the country and 13,000 around the world, and that, you know, each chamber kind of takes on the flavor of the what's, you know, in the area. So, like, the Fairfax County Chamber, it's very highly IT-oriented in this area. So it has a IT flavor. Let's talk a little bit about who specifically joins these chambers. Is it just professionals? Is it just businesses? But who are the people that actually join a Chamber of Commerce?
Well, that's a great question, Kim. And each chamber has can have a different business model, although when you look at 3,000 of them, there's many that have the same business model. But it could be an individual membership, or it could be a corporate membership. For instance, here in the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce, in Fairfax County itself, we're fortunate to have 11 Fortune 500 companies. And the vast majority of those are members of the Fairfax County Chamber. And each of their employees are thus a member of the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce. In other areas, it could be just an individual joining. And, you know, when you look at those larger Fortune 500 companies, they have thousands of employees, and we represent 500,000 employees here in the Fairfax County Chamber. And so we could be doing programs or initiatives that engage the general counsel. We could be doing something for the chief financial officer, the CEOs, the HR people, or it could be to a various business segment. So it's knowing what the value proposition is that is offered by the local chamber that will help you make the decision as to which chamber to join and which employees or associates should engage with that chamber.
Very good. So for myself, where I have a small consulting company, I may just choose to join the Chamber of Commerce as an individual. As I grow, it may be something where I'm talking to the Chamber of Commerce and it might be worth me joining as a company and having my employees have the benefits of that. Yeah. Go ahead.
And you are correct in that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a sole proprietor, it really doesn't matter if you join as a company or as an individual. You get the same benefits. And we have a number of organizations in our chamber that are sole proprietors, like yourself, and they really use the chamber for business development purposes.
Right. Yep. So, good. And I also, you know, it goes on that, and I might be getting ahead of myself, but where I have joined multiple chambers of commerce because that was, you know, as I said, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce, that because of my cross interests of the IT world, and I'm local in Fairfax County, and I'm also a woman-owned business, and U.S. Woman Chamber of Commerce actually provided me some benefits that I saw beneficial. So I imagine you find people with multiple Chamber of Commerce memberships for various reasons.
That is correct. You know, here at the Fairfax Chamber, let's take an example of that Fortune 500 company. There could be, you know, we had a situation today where one of the large airlines had announced a merger, U.S. Air and American Airlines. We were actually advocating in that particular case on behalf of that merger. So that was really dealing with the federal government and the Virginia government. For U.S. Air, for U.S. Air, we are, they're also doing business development in the chamber, in that they are talking to our businesses, how can we set up corporate travel for your organizations. And they're also great corporate citizens, so they are participating in some of the foundations that we do. So there are so many different ways for an organization to participate in our chamber, and that's true of chambers across the country.
Yeah, very good. So what, you know, we've talked actually a lot about some of the benefits of chambers that Chambers of Commerce provide owners. Are there any additional ones that you haven't mentioned, and how does the chamber help a business be successful?
It's a very simple answer to a complicated question, Kim. And I think what the Chamber of Commerce that you choose to join should offer you is access.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Access is a big word, and you as the business owner need to determine what are you looking to get access to. In your particular case with the U.S. Women's Business Chamber, you are looking for access to information and perhaps mentoring from other women-owned businesses. You may be looking, in other cases, you may be looking for access to government officials, which in our case, we're very good at offering access to those local and state government officials, from the governor's office down through the local jurisdictions. You could be looking at for access to customers. And, you know, we do a lot of events around particular industry segments, the economy, around government contracting. And so, again, it's while it gets very complicated, that the key word and the key answer is access. And if you're not being offered access, you should be questioning the value. You should be questioning the decision to join an organization, not just a chamber of commerce.
Yeah, and I can tell you that is initially when I joined the U.S. Women Chamber of Commerce, that is exactly why. Plus, they helped me get my various certifications that are always helpful in the federal government to have when it comes to contracting. So it was that and access and mentorship were the primary drivers for that. Now, one of the things that you've talked about is the relationship with the government. How do the governments participate in the Chamber of Commerce? I'd imagine they're not members of it, but what is that relationship, and how do you engage the government?
We actually do offer some memberships to the local government, and it is in an ex officio role, because we think successful partnerships require business working together with government, working together with education institutions. And while we may not always be on the same side of an issue, we believe that the partnership needs to run deeper than always being just a the government being a figurehead. And we're lucky here that we do have very active participation with our local and state officials. It could be in a speaking role where we may ask the Secretary of Transportation or the Secretary of Commerce from the state of Virginia to speak at a given event that the chamber is doing. We will have the chairman of the local county board of supervisors speak at an event where it engages local issues. By having this year-round partnership with government, we have an opportunity to have our voice heard at a more significant level. So when it comes to certainly taxes are an issue that we are advocating for. We're not advocating for taxes. We're advocating for a balanced and approach to taxes on businesses and residents. And by partnering with the state and local governments, our voice is heard on that. And there are, let's call them transportation infrastructure issues that we need to work with the local and state government and federal governments on. So by having that partnership, it's easier to make sure that local businesses are having their voices heard.
Yep. So they might not be the member, full membership of a business or a professional might have, but it does sound like they have a vested interest in a cultivated partnership that the chamber has successfully done, so that, you know, so that you are getting access to the right people and that you are providing those businesses and your members the right access, and the government sees at whatever level the value of the partnership and furthering that partnership, despite that you may not always be on the same side or wanting the same thing, but it's still very valuable to cultivate that relationship from both sides' perspective.
Correct. And even when we're talking about access, Kim, we've had situations, and I think a member of our Fairfax chamber that would be very similar to the situation you described with your own business. She was a small women-owned business, and she was actually looking for access to the state government as a customer for her technology products, and we were able to give her access to the right offices within the state government, and she actually got the state of Virginia as a customer for her business. So sometimes it's not just advocacy, it's actual business development with those governments.
Well, wonderful. That is very good to know. And I'm sure a lot of small business owners like myself are very excited to hear that and to check that out for the Chamber of Commerce that are appropriate for them. But right now, it is time for another commercial break. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and I'm with guest Jim Corcoran, President and CEO of Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news.
America is heading over a fiscal cliff. Home prices are still receding and unemployment growing.
How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Bob Pritchard has over 30 years of experience as a straight-talking business consultant and author, working with some of the top Fortune 500 companies.
Now he's come to the Voice America Business Channel to help you and your business. Tune in to the Bob Pritchard Radio Show for information about starting and successfully running a profitable business. From the movers and shakers to great marketing screw-ups, you can't afford to miss a single edition of the Bob Pritchard Radio Show. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Business.
Join Patricia Raskin, the host of Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com, Monday at 11 Pacific. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call to Positive Living, Mondays at 11 Pacific time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and I am with Jim Corcoran, Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. Jim, when we've talked about a lot about the Chamber of Commerce, both Fairfax County specifically and then also in general, tell us a little bit more about Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce. What is unique about it versus all the others across the country?
Okay. And Kim, as I mentioned, most chambers are focused around the local business community. So if there's a concentration of businesses in a particular industry, there's certainly going to be a concentration by that chamber. Here in Fairfax County, it has about 1.1 million residents and tens of thousands of businesses here in Fairfax County. And what is unique about us is we certainly have the federal government as a large customer right in our backyard. So the government contracting community, particularly around IT, is very large in Fairfax County. And so that provides a uniqueness to our Chamber of Commerce. But going beyond that, and we offer a lot of programs around government contracting, our tagline is the voice of business in Northern Virginia, and it's a tagline that we live by. And we advocate for businesses in doing business here in Fairfax County. We have a very active government relations or advocacy component to our chamber. For instance, last year we hosted a statewide, not last year, 2 months ago, a statewide debate for our gubernatorial race here in Virginia, which was a nationally watched race, and it was covered by NBC across the state. So it was really a big help to the residents of the Commonwealth. Those are two areas that are extremely unique to the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce, and people look to the Fairfax Chamber to see what is the Fairfax Chamber saying about this particular issue, whether it be transportation, whether it be about the gubernatorial race, whether it be about the government shutdown or sequestration. These are all important things here in the local business community.
Fantastic. So I've got to ask, how did your professional journey lead you to the president CEO position of the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce, from chocolate to president CEO of Chamber of Commerce?
That's a question I ask myself every day, Sam. I'm still looking for that answer. Sometimes in life, timing is everything. And But I will tell you that the first half of my career was spent in the private sector, in the consumer products industry, and I became a minority owner of a candy company in Philadelphia, Richardson Brands. And we sold that business back in the early 1990s, and after doing 2 years with the new owners, which was a European-based company, I decided that I was going to try something different. And I ended up with the National Confectioners and Chocolate Manufacturers Association, where I spent 14 years. And so that was a national trade association, very much focused on a particular industry. And after 14 years there, I've now been 3.5 years here at the Chamber. So the move from the national association to the local organization was very similar. It was very easy from a governance structure for the organizations, but you went from a national platform to a very local platform, and always advocating for the local business as compared to a national business. And having said that, I think the principles of business, whether you're in the private sector or the nonprofit sector, remain the same, that you have to offer value for your client, whether that client is a consumer of chocolate, whether that client is a candy manufacturer, or whether that client is a government government contractor here in the local Fairfax County community. And so the principles are all the same.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and I just have to tell you, sort of unrelated but related story that I just keep on thinking about when I think about your previous jobs, is that I know, and why I asked the initial question about Halloween, I remember trick-or-treating as a young girl, and it happened to be that there was the owner of a candy maker who lived in my parents' neighborhoods, and you better believe it, that was the place to be, because you were getting the big, good candy. And I always remember, we always make a beeline to that house to make sure we didn't catch it too late. So that was part of why I asked that question before. But I think also the other thing that I have found unique about this area, and it sounds like you see it too, is that being in Fairfax County, being so close to Washington, D.C., having all the levels of government, often a lot of things that happen in Washington dealing with the federal government is national too. So it's we do have some of that translation to the national level, even though it's a very local county, a Fairfax County organization. There are definitely the national issues that I'm sure you're addressing in some way, just localizing it for the small businesses or for the businesses.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. I think we're all part of the same business community across the United States, and the globe is an opportunity for all businesses when they're ready to start exporting their products, and we deal in international business as well. And you know, we're fortunate here in Fairfax County. You mentioned being close, the proximity to Washington, but Fairfax County on its own is recognized as a global leader in business, in education, and in thought leadership. And a lot of that has to do with a lot of great leaders who were here in Fairfax County and saw opportunities for the future and built infrastructure and community structures that allowed for that growth.
Yes, absolutely. So now that we've heard your journey, what has been the best part of your job and what is the worst part of your job? Not to put you on the spot.
It's easy, and I think I live the best part every day. It's being so closely involved with so many people who are doing so many great things for the community. And you know, a good business person is employing people who are having a positive impact on the community. And whether those people are volunteering at their schools, volunteering for nonprofits, or volunteering elsewhere, they're doing great things in the community. But my favorite part of it is when I see a business have a major success. And that major success may have been the woman we talked about who gained the state of Virginia as a client. but it can also be that person who is who just aced a speaking role for the chamber, or it could be someone who had an impact on government policy, and all of those things. I just love seeing people having successes. I live for that, and I particularly like it when I see my staff having those successes, whether it's a major event or even a speaking engagement. The worst part of it is I really have trouble coming up with worst parts of it because I love everything about it, and I know that sounds like a Chamber of Commerce executive saying that, but it's really true. I just try to see the positive in everything.
Yes. So you must be the outgoing type of person who loves the networking, loves the meeting new people, sort of how, you know, I have found that I got energized about, you know, seeing, reconnecting with the old, but seeing some of the new. So, you know, and I think that is part of, and we'll get into this later on, but part of knowing what success looks like for you. And I think it's wonderful. One of the big factors that we've talked about many times on this show is loving what you do and going to work every day and enjoying it and bringing passion. And it definitely sounds like you have done that and you've been able to bring your past career and profession and job experience to the Chamber of Commerce and just expand and build upon that.
And you're right about being the outgoing person. And you know, it's not always easy to be outgoing when that new member walks into a networking event. It could be a themed event. It could be about a particular industry segment. But when you walk into a room of 100 or 1,000 people and you don't know anybody, it is intimidating. And so, you know, our role here at the Chamber is to make it easy for that new participant to meet other people. So, and again, that goes back to that simple answer for the hard question, access. How do I allow that new participant to have access to people who have been there? And then once you see that person introduced to one person, all of a sudden there they go. They've met 10 people. They've met 100 people at a given event. So that's the fun part of the job.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, one of the things that I like doing it, and sometimes it's hard even for me because I think I'm more of that outgoing person too, is the more times you're going to the various events that the Chamber of Commerce or any of your organizations are part of, the more times that you recognize the people because you've met them before, so it's a much more comfortable environment and experience, and you probably are meeting a whole lot more people than that very first event that you went to and you didn't know anyone, and then you start building that community feeling and the confidence builds up, and it's probably magical, the access and the opportunities that you yourself have created by attending these events and participating in it through either just attending or actually being part of the event and part of the feature.
Yeah, there is absolutely no question about that. You know, it's funny when I may be talking to a prospective member or client for the chamber, I always say to them, don't join a chamber if you're not going to participate, because membership in and of itself is not, it'll get you a number of newsletters, it'll get you some knowledge about what's going on in the local business community. But if you're not going to engage and if you're not going to participate, it's like joining a church or a gym and not going.
Right.
You're not going to get any benefit out of it. So the real benefit is the access to those other people that you initially wanted when you were looking to join a chamber.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, great insight. I've been learning a lot, and it is time for one last commercial break, and you're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and I'm with guest Jim Corcoran, President and CEO of Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce.
from the boardroom to you. Voice America Business Network.
Calling all CFOs, finance and risk professionals. Your call to action is to help your company achieve financial excellence. How? Master risk management, cost control, and strategic decision-making by implementing game-changing technology advances like mobile, in-memory, and cloud computing, and more. Where? Learn from top thought leaders each week on Financial Excellence with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Join us for Financial Excellence with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Business Channel.
Always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. I'm here with Jim Corcoran, Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce, President and CEO. We have had a great show so far talking about the Chamber of Commerce, both Fairfax County specifically, as well as Chamber of Commerce's across the country and really around the world and the benefit that they can provide you. And to sum up, the benefit, it's access. And there's actually a lot more to it than just access. But, you know, it's been very informative to me in terms of how I can better leverage the Chamber of Commerce's that I'm members of. And also maybe reassess, you know, maybe some of the Chamber of Commerce's aren't the right ones for me if I'm not being involved, as Jim said. You know, that's what we need as business owners and leaders to make sure that the membership that we are putting in and the energy and the fees that we're putting into it, we're getting something back from it. And if we're not, you know, look and assess whether this is the right Chamber of Commerce for you. So it's been very insightful for me, Jim, and thank you very much for sharing how I can better leverage the Chamber of Commerce, and hopefully our listeners can better leverage the Chamber of Commerce in their areas and localities.
Well, you are quite welcome there, Kim, and I always love talking about how to get involved with the Chamber.
Yep, very good. So now you're on to the standard questions that I've asked all my guests, and they've been fun questions. So it's not related to necessarily to the Chamber of Commerce, but it's more related to you personally and professionally. You know, so the question, this is Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. So we like to find out how our guests define success and whether you feel you've achieved success.
That's hard. It's kind of like you know it when you see it, but it's hard to define. And I would define success as enthusiastic engagement. And in any walk of life, if you're enthusiastically engaged in what you're doing, if clients or members are enthusiastically engaged in the chamber, you are going to love doing that for a long time. And so, have I achieved success? I have achieved successful moments, but I think success is a continuous path that you have to continue to strive for.
Yep, good. What do you do when you've had a bad day, and how do you get over it? This might be some of the most important information that people are listening to. I think everyone has heard the various ways that people have gotten over bad days. I know I've gotten some insights, so I'm interested and eager to hear how you get over that bad day. And
I don't dwell on them, that's for sure, and put them behind me as quickly as possible. But I really do think the best way to get behind or get past a bad day is communication and knowing what caused that bad day and set out to correct it.
Yep.
So a lot of times it's a conversation with somebody at the end of the at the end of that day to you know, put it behind you and move ahead.
Well, it's interesting that you said that, because I actually, right before this show, I was talking to my daughter, and she was listing off all the various things that happened today. And I knew of one thing: she forgot her music instrument. But there was a few other things, and I'm looking at her as she's listing them off, and I said, "You didn't have a very good day, did you?" And she said, "No." And I said, "Well, how are you getting over it?" And this is what touched my heart. She said, "I hugged Dad, and now I'm hugging you." And I was like, okay, good.
I usually get in trouble if I go up and hug strangers, though.
Yes, but you probably can hug your wife. So, anyway, so I guess children have bad days, too, just like the rest of us. And I know hugging a loved one can help get over it. So, on to the last of the three questions that we like asking all of our guests. What is practical advice you can give others to help them be successful every day?
I would say do what you love and love what you do. It is, if you're really doing what you love, you're going to have fun doing it. And I think if you're enthusiastic and loving it, you're going to be successful.
Yep, I couldn't agree with you more, and I think that that's oftentimes why entrepreneurs are entrepreneurs. They love that adrenaline of starting a new business, and I think that, you know, people have their passion, and how to make that into something that you are doing every day is the challenge that we all have, and hopefully people are able to, you know, do some introspection and find what that passion is and make something of it so that they can do it every day. And if they can make a career of it, that is great. And I think that many people are able to make a career of their passion. And I do hope that our listeners all find that and are able to do that too. So great advice, and I appreciate it. And Jim, once again, I appreciate you coming on and spending some time and talking with us about the Chamber of Commerce. As I've said many times throughout the show, it's been some great information, some great insight. I know that I can take some of the tips that you have provided us and apply them, and I'm looking forward to doing so. So thank you once again for coming on board and talking with us.
All right, Kim, thank you so much. And to everybody out there, find that right chamber to join.
Great. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, bye-bye, Kim.
Bye-bye. So we are finishing up tonight. I would like to remind everyone that, again, if you are listening after the live show, please still, if you have questions for Jim or for me about Chamber of Commerce, please email me. I know that Jim would be happy to answer your questions, even if you're not in the Fairfax County area and you have a question. Let us know. We're here to help and provide connections and provide you with the answers. You can email me by emailing the host or Kay Stewart at steppingstones-llc.com. I also hope that you will like me on Facebook, and you will connect with me on LinkedIn. And all those links are on the host page. So thank you all for tuning in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I do hope that you have a very successful week ahead of you and that you find ways to have success every day. And if you are motivated and care to, please email me those success stories. I'd love to hear them and potentially share them if you would like on air. So have a great week, and we will talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks again for joining us this week for Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. Please join your host, Kimberly Stewart, again next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. This week, take one more step to find your success.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.